This Wednesday, Prague's Anglo-American University will be holding a double celebration. The institution will be marking 25 years of existence and officially opening its new campus at the magnificent Turn Texas Palace in Malastrana. Ahead of the celebrations, I visited the building to meet Anglo-American's president, Associate Professor Alan Krautstengel. I first asked how hard it had been for his predecessors to sell the idea of a private university so soon after the fall of communism.
Nothing in principle, nothing of this greatness of this vision is easy, certainly. But if you believe in your dream and have the belief in your capacity to fulfill that, then you can do that. And this is true in general. And yes, at the beginning they were certainly struggling because they were building something new, but it was fundamentally right. And if you start doing something fundamentally right and something which was non-existent on this market, and yes, people were eager and hungry for this type of education. It gave them the alternative to get this type of education without actually leaving the territory of then Czechoslovakia.
Was it hard to get accreditation from the Ministry of Education here? How are the officials at the ministry with regard to your institution?
Okay, so certainly the whole institution got certain development. Actually, I believe that first it was more associated with, let's say, foreign entities, but as it grew and it is formalized itself and changed from different legal form up to the non-for-profit organization as it is, so everything just simply, you know, fit in order, and we have been having for many years the Czech accreditation, and I have to say that our relationship with the Czech Accreditation Commission is very, you know, very fine and very respectful, and we are cooperating with them quite well, and all our programs, and with the exception of the programs, two programs which are provided here but not given under the umbrella of Anglo-American, namely the Chapman MBA and the LLB of the University of London in law. So all of them are accredited by the Czech Accreditation Commission. On the top of that, we have recently reached the level of candidacy of the WASC institutional accreditation, and WASC stands for Western Association of Schools and Colleges, which is one of the six most prestigious regional accreditation commissions in the United States. And just to tell you, it is the very same commission which is behind the verification or validation of the diplomas of the universities like Stanford, Chapman, Berkeley, Caltech, and other fine universities on the Western Coast.
You have candidacy status, I believe.
Yes.
What does that mean, and how long will it take you to be fully accredited, or how does that work?
Well, essentially, the process has three stages. First stage is eligibility, which we have reached, you know, several years ago. The second stage is the candidacy, which we have received recently. Candidacy is a formal affiliation with the institution, unlike the previous stage eligibility, which, for instance, gives us some voting rights within the system, etc. By granting candidacy, the Commission believes that we have everything in order to achieve the accreditation, even though it does not legally guarantee the eventual accreditation. Standardly, there is a time of 5 years between the candidacy and a full accreditation, and when the institution feels ready, they just contact them and they send the team. However, our situation is slightly different because they believe we are in such an advanced stage that the final visit is already set up for March of 2016, which means that we have to send our final report by the end of this calendar year. And the vote of our full accreditation is going to take place in California in June 2016. So actually, in our case, it has been very drastically shortened.
You were the first private university in this country teaching in English. Now there are several other universities and colleges teaching in English here, and there are English language programs at some of the Czech state universities. Do you feel like you have a lot of competition now?
Okay, first I want to say that we are the first private university, period. Not only first private university teaching in English. Very frankly, the way which we do our education, I don't think we have any competition at all in the Czech Republic. What we consider our competition are the universities and colleges in the United States, which are our peers and which provide our benchmark. We do something differently, and just the fact that we are the first and only strictly non-American university to being affiliated with WASC outside of the territory of the United States, which is actually a big deal. It's really a big deal, which has been, by the way, also covered by on the national TV in the United States. This is something which we are certainly proud of, and yes, we are comparing ourselves with universities there. Yes, there are some institutions who teach in English on the territory of the Czech Republic, but in a certain different concepts. Either there are branches of foreign universities, or they are brokers of an education of somebody else, which means that they provide a degree and diploma of somebody else. But we provide our own diplomas, with the exception of the just two programs which I mentioned earlier during our interview. But the vast majority of our programs, both on the bachelor's and master's levels, are our own. So, in principle, we don't feel that we have any competition at all in the Czech Republic. Also, currently we have almost 1,000 students, and perhaps 20% of them are the students from the Czech Republic, and the rest is the rest of the world. The biggest minority being students from the United States of America.
That is going to be my next question. Who typically are your students, and why would American students come to Prague?
It's hard to say who are typically our students, but it depends which criteria you look at it. But essentially, we have students who are looking for American type of education, and which can be combined with the beautiful European location, where they can also take advantage of the European traditions. And yes, we do have also quite a few students who get an undergraduate degree with us, and they continue either to United Kingdom or to United States of America, and often to the very prestigious universities like Berkeley, Stanford, Cambridge, Oxford, you know, London School of Economics and others. So we have really quite a vast portfolio. Yes, Americans, especially in the spring semester, consider the biggest minority. But I have to say that the most Americans at the moment just come here from a semester, and the credits which they gain here are then fully transferred and acknowledged by their mother universities in the United States, including even members of the Ivy League. We do have quite a few of degree-seeking students from the United States of America, even much less than these study abroads. Interestingly, some of them are the U.S. veterans, where Uncle Sam is picking up the tab, you know, for the tuition. But with the WOSC accreditation, the situation is going to change drastically, and we are going to aim at the degree-seeking students, which means that the high schools throughout the United States of America are going to become our targets for potential good clients.
Have you found that many of these degree students stay in the Czech Republic or stay in Prague after their studies from America?
It really varies. Some of them do, some of them don't, some of them stay for a while, and this phenomena is, I would say, not specific just for the Americans. You know, this is true in general for all our students. Because the students who come to Anglo-American and graduate from Anglo-American have essentially the whole world open for them. Yes, they may stay in the Czech Republic, and they are often in very prestigious positions, and we have people at the positions of general managers and people in the boards, and we have an ambassador, and we have a lot of people who we can certainly be very proud of. And many of them go and stay and travel around the world, have a fine positions elsewhere. Some of them come back. It really varies. It's quite cosmopolitan. What is important that a student with a diploma from Anglo-American University has really the whole world open for him or her.
You're about to have the grand opening of your new campus here. Tell us about the campus. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it is fantastic. It is a Turn and Taxis Palais, which belongs to the city of Prague, and it's in the custody of Prague One. And we have been having quite intense and long negotiations with Prague One, and we just concluded jointly that it is in the best interest of both entities to have it. And we are certainly very happy and proud to be in a fantastic place like this, and it's very friendly towards all the members of the academic community. There's a lot of beautiful rooms and hallways, and of course the most magnificent places on the campus are used for the students. So the nicest rooms are the classrooms, which we just like to be used and enjoyed by the students, because the school is at the end of the day here for the students. And it is also a good deal for Prague One, very frankly, because instead of spending money just to upkeep it from deteriorating, as this was not in a very good shape, it was in a poor shape, and they had to spend a lot of money just simply so it doesn't fall apart. Now they invested money, quite a few of money, but into their own property, which certainly appreciated in value. It still belongs to Prague, and it is used in a, I would say, very dignified way, because they were, and quite justly so, thinking, well, let's use it either for education or for culture. But from the economic point of view, if this, there was be a, would be a gallery or a museum, then the rent which would be paid to Prague would not cover the cost of reconstruction. On the other hand, Anglo-American University, which is paying 9 million crowns a year to Prague One for rent, is going to, during the long-term contract, pay for the cost of the reconstruction. So at the end of the day, I think it's a win-win situation.
Also, it must be great for you personally, coming to work every day in a palace.
It is, but I have to say that from my job description, maybe 50% of my work is done elsewhere, because I need to promote the school, do the fundraising, meet important partners, you know, speak to quite a few people. But yes, if I'm here, which is maybe 50-60% of my time, yes, it is very nice, and it is certainly a beautiful place, and it's not only for me but for all of my colleagues, you know, which enjoy this wonderful place. And again, I have to reiterate it for the students, because they love it. They come here, they talk to their friends, and it is also a great, I would say, perk for Prague and the Czech Republic. If you know, students, sometimes their family, they're attracted to such a fantastic place like that, and it creates an associated business, whether it's accommodation, whether it's food, whether it's some trips, etc. So it's also a fantastic promotion of this beautiful city of Prague.